So it's going viral that Governor Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, he said that if God was an illegal, that they would deport him as well. There's no favoritism here. This is interesting because just about 12 hours after this, that's when the flood in Texas, Central Texas, happened. And so you might say, well, that's just a random coincidence. No. The reason why I don't believe it is because how can you deport God off of the earth that he created? That's for one. Two, it just seems like you're completely mocking him. How? That doesn't make sense to me. And then three, we have seen people who have mocked God in the past and then the end result was never good for them. I'm not one of those people who say Texas got what it deserves because it didn't. He should have gotten what he deserves. However, if this is God responding to what he said, the blood is on this man's hands. Because what do you mean you would deport God? Then people will say, well, like, God doesn't respond to anything anymore. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't do anything. And then when he does do something, it's like, oh my gosh, God, you're... It's just like God can't win with simple-minded people. And so what really should have happened in this is that it should have just been directed at him. Seriously. Also, apparently, I don't know if he's to blame for this, but there were tremendous budget cuts due to anything weather related. And so they were missing like five different department people, department heads that would have been able to detect this flood and to help people to get to safety and to help prepare people. However, they did budget cuts. And so there wasn't anybody really working. Now, we don't know if that's the exact cause of it, but does it all lead back to him? And essentially after him, does it lead back to Trump and the Trump administration?